Well, it's great to have back on Travel Writers Radio the past president of International Food, Wine and Travel Writers Association, Marilyn Hill. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Graham.
Great to have you there. Now, you're in Arizona, but you've just come back from Carmel by the Sea. Is that the full name of the place?
Yes, it is, because it's just a small portion of the peninsula. In fact, it's a portion of the peninsula that Clint Eastwood was mayor of 30 years ago.
I sort of remembered that he was the mayor of a small town, and I gather it's got some quirky elements to it, this town too, doesn't it?
Oh, it has so many quirky elements to it. It's really, it's known for its quirky elements. I mean, it's got things like you can't wear high heels. You need to get a permit if you want to wear high heels.
Were they suing the city for falling over or something?
Well, I think they were afraid of it, so they did it. But people wanted to keep its charm, and so there's no home mail delivery. There's no chain restaurants. And there used to be a law prohibiting selling and eating of ice cream on the public streets. Oh. But when Clint Eastwood became mayor, he got that turned around because he figured it would be better for business. But one of the reasons that the streets houses don't have numbers and everything is because they wanted to keep the small town feel, and people go to the post office to pick up their mail. Everyone goes to the post office to pick up their mail.
Well, that is quaint.
Yeah, it really is quaint. Like, there's 60 coffee houses, bakeries, pubs, bistros, and exceptional restaurants. Of all of those, none of them are chain. They're all unique. They're all delicious and good.
No McDonald's or Tex-Mex or any of that is allowed inside this little town. Well, that's a nice change, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And it's just in all the shops and the art galleries, you've got all these little nooks and crannies where you can go and find different places to explore and go down in these different little
alleyways, are they?
Yeah, they're like alleyways. I was going to say alleyways. They use a different term, but they're courtyards. They use the term courtyards.
Okay.
But they're really like going down little alleyways into these courtyards. And it will open up to all these different restaurants and art galleries and with fine arts of all different types. I mean, everything from traditional to very contemporary and very expensive, very high end.
It sounds like it would be very high end, given its exclusivity. I gather a lot of celebrities, if they don't live in the town, they live in the immediate vicinity. Is that correct?
Yes, it's a celebrities mecca.
Right.
And the hotels that are there are pretty much small hotels, mostly B&Bs and small inns. The Cypress Inn is owned by Doris Day with a partner, and she has a really good restaurant in it called Terry's, which was named after her son.
She must be almost ancient now, Marilyn.
Yeah, I think she's probably close to 90.
I was going to say, have you seen her recently? Didn't run into her in the street or at the post box?
No, I didn't. I was only there 4 days, but it was a great 4 days.
Okay.
And of eating and dining and food tours and art galleries.
So you're a specialist in the culinary side of travel writing. What were the trends you saw in Carmel? Because I imagine something that happens in a little town like that with all of its good restaurants, that's probably going to spread up and down the West Coast, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and I would say, like most places, the trends were really what you're seeing really all over. It's small plates and fresh food.
When you say fresh, you mean seasonal? So only what's in season?
Farm to fork. And of course, they have a wonderful food there because it's a moderate season all year round.
Right.
So they have from the Monterey Valley, they have just great food. And, you know, they have approximately 45 different vineyards.
Wow.
And
so that's almost a wine region in its own right, isn't it? That's Monterey Valley, is it?
Yeah, Monterey Valley. So they've got so many, there's so many wine rooms, tastings that you can do right in there. And the town, the downtown area is like a square mile.
So,
and it's all
walkable. The vineyards have a little representative office or a shop, if you like, in the town itself, do they?
That's right.
That's a good idea. We saw that when you and I were with the group when we were up in Washington State.
Yes.
There were little towns there that were almost comprised of cellar doors, weren't they? And it makes life easy for a visitor.
Yeah. I mean, this Carmel-by-the-Sea has 75 wineries
and
that offer daily tastings, and it's 45,000 acres of vineyards. So I was wrong when I said 45 wineries. There's 75 wineries.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's even better. And do they specialize in any particular type of grape variety there, Marilyn?
No, there's, because of the various, you're not too far from Big Sur. You're about 20 minutes from Big Sur. And because of the various terrains and the mountains, you've got quite a bit of different growing terrains there. So you get a pretty good variety.
Okay.
And it's really nice. And they have a nice package that they put together where you can go and get different tastings in the various tasting rooms. So that's really, really nice. And the shopping, for someone that wants to go shopping, the shopping there is phenomenal. As I said, it's not low end.
No, it'd be quite different things available, I suppose, for a price. Now, I'm sure I've driven through there on one of my forays along the Big Sur coast, and I don't know if I stopped. I think I probably did. It's 2.5 hours from San Francisco, if I recall.
Yes, and you probably drove through there because you would have maybe driven by Pebble Beach, which is near there, and it's close to that area.
Yeah.
So when you're driving down to Big Sur, you know, you could have easily driven there.
Oh yeah, I'm sure we landed in Los Angeles, got a car and drove to San Francisco, basically. And that's Highway 1, isn't it, Marilyn, up that coast?
Yes, it's Highway 1. It's a beautiful, beautiful.
One of the great drives, I think, up that way. So is the town really runs on tourism? Is there much else there that would keep the town alive?
No, it's basically tourism, and the people who live there stay there. I mean, people don't move from there. And it costs a lot to live there.
Right. So it would be hard to buy a house there?
It would be very difficult to buy a house there. You would have to have a lot of money, and you would get a very small home.
Right.
The homes are not large.
Okay.
Because they were built a long time ago, and they're small. And they're two-story. You can't have over a two-story home.
Okay.
They're celebrating their centennial this year.
Sounds like a wonderful place to visit, and I certainly would like to go back and have another look at it. It reminds me a little bit of Sausalito in that, you know, that's a small sort of community across the bay from San Francisco.
I think it has more charm in Sausalito.
Yeah, look, it probably does.
It has character.
Yeah.
You know, Sausalito is very touristy. Now, it's not that Carmel isn't touristy. It is. But Carmel has residents who really take pride in being there. I mean, it doesn't have a lot of residents. I think it has like 3,000. So it's it's not very big. But they have a tremendous arts program.
Right.
And they have just phenomenal theater. And when you go down to the art, to the theater where they put on the theater productions and the different concerts, it's just quite impressive. They call it the Sunset Center, Monterey Peninsula Premier Performing Arts Facility. And it's a nonprofit center, and they just have just really great performances, and they're big on the history.
Right.
And it's just a very unique, relaxing, it's not a hustle bustle place. I mean, it's crowded with people, but they're, you know, because there's no chain restaurants, because you go at their pace. And there's no street lights. You know, I'd recommend a flashlight.
Oh, it sounds like somewhere you'd go if you want a change of pace. And, you know, that's always a good thing. So, Marilyn, you know, we've run out of time. I told you it would go in a flash when we start chatting. But it's been great to talk to you. I know you've been elsewhere, so we might talk to you again in a few weeks about one of your other destinations in the US. I know you travel overseas a bit. You go to France every year, but I think you went to Santa Fe, didn't you?
I went to Santa Fe, and I just got back from Puerto Vallarta too. So
okay. Well, we got some things to talk about.
Yeah, so I look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Okay.